I was doing a count off with my fingers.
I got off this.
Now just start it, Jake. Just start it with this.
All right, hello.
This is a funny cold open.
Mason fucked it up. You're
Mason's fault.
You're listening to another episode of Higher Education, a show where we discuss college and coming of age movies, and we score them on
to be announced.
What?
Coming of age movies to be announced.
We've watched coming of age movies. The first American Pie.
Fair enough.
Project X.
But like Die. No.
You guys Project know X. What I mean. You guys under. I think the audience understands the genre we're watching. Thank you very much. Okay. With me as always are Owen Belfiore.
Hi, your local PC police here.
We'll get into that. Mason Dowd.
Hi guys, I fucked up the opening.
And Adam Chaplin.
Hello.
All right.
Wait, Adam, you're in San Francisco?
Of course, no, I was born not. There.
They can't see his Zoom background, though.
I
they
know.
They don't
That's the Golden Gate Bridge in my closet, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Adam records the closet.
This week, we continued our trend of watching good movies for... We watched Animal House last week, which was very good. And this week we watched... We watched a movie that I kind of just assumed was going to be horrible. It's interesting. Every time I think it's going to be bad, I like it. And every time I think it's going to be good, I don't like it. I don't know if it's an expectations thing. This week we watched our first sequel. We watched American Pie 2.
Hell yeah, we did. And Jake, before we started the movie, I told you it was going to be better than the first
one. Yeah, Mason said it was going to be better than the first one.
It is.
And I made fun of him.
We recorded me saying, I've told you at the beginning it was going to be better than the first one. You can pull it up now if you feel like it.
Yeah.
Don't cut it out.
It's definitely better than the first one. And I'm going to say it up front. It has a dope soundtrack.
The soundtrack's great, dude.
The soundtrack in the first one's phenomenal. Good, too, though.
Let's go over all the
cool tracks.
They
have the money for the soundtrack. That's where all their funds go.
Well, it right here, I have. It has Sum 40, Sum 41. It has Blink-182. It has Weezer, and it has Green Day. So,
I'm so surprised there wasn't Bowling for Soup on there. Honestly,
it sounded like Bowling for Soup. It was the whole like Bowling for Soup, Bare Naked Ladies style, you know.
Cool.
It had Simon and Garfunkel. They played Mrs. Robinson again, but the part at the end where it's kind of heavier. I mean, heavy for Simon and Garfunkel. That's a callback to the first movie.
Right.
This movie is what's interesting is it's weird that a movie that is ultimately just like mostly callbacks to the first one would be better than the first one.
The callback jokes are better than the original jokes.
Oh, why this movie is so much better than the second one is I could summarize this movie in under 3 sentences and I could just be like, this is what this movie's about. Whereas in the first movie, I'd have to like take an hour to explain.
Well,
the
movie that's
to
the
you.
Thing. We're gonna go over the plot.
Didn't
it's gonna take
an
us
hour
a
to
minute.
Explain the movie, and it was really bad.
The original American Pie episode. That's our first episode when the saga began.
The
six
saga,
episodes.
It did begin 6 episodes ago,
and it took us like it's our longest episode by like 20 minutes because it took us an hour to just go over the plot.
And then
because
we missed
it's so it. Needlessly complicated. Whereas this movie, this is the plot of this movie. They come home from college. The cops are busting their parties. They go to the lake for a summer. They get into some shenanigans. They throw a big party at the lake at the end. Everybody wins. Finch bangs Stifler's mom again.
Let's go.
Hell
yeah. And then, of course, we'll get into like each person's specific arc.
Yeah,
but like besides that, that's just like a nice drawn out summary of what occurs
arc is in quotation
film.
Oz and Kevin. Oz was arguably the main like the lead guy of the last one. Barely in this movie. I mean Jim's
at the beginning he was a lot, but like as they progress they're like never mind. Like
they kind of forgot about
matter.
It.
Yeah.
It goes back to when we watched the last one I said it. They're a group of 4 friends, but really there's 7 of them. And the movies definitely have a tough time juggling all of the people.
Oh, yeah.
Giving them things to do. And you can clearly tell, like...
Who's the 7th one?
The Shermanator, dude.
Sherman. There's Kevin, Oz, Finch, Jim, Stifler...
Sherman.
There's one more.
No, there's not. No, there's not.
There's only six.
There's six.
But then there's the MILF guys, but they don't really become main characters until the later movies, I guess.
Okay.
No, John is the main character of American Reunion. He is the main character. He is the one who throws the reunion.
The reason this movie has such trouble juggling different characters is because they want to try to keep everything in it separate. They don't like using two characters in one arc.
Yeah, that's
they
a try really to put good
their own arc.
That's a really good point. Cuz like obviously there's overlap with some of the scenes, but it's very apparent like when Jim does his stuff, which is the main stuff, it's almost always like
Just Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that was like...
will give their like input on stuff and they'll like comment, like make sarcastic remarks and whatnot at the different arcs. But in the end, it's just the character that the arc is focusing on is the only one that can affect that arc.
Yeah, and we even talked about this last time. They don't really help each other out ever.
No.
Of course they don't. But
they only helped Kevin, I think, towards the end of the movie when he was like kind of upset.
Okay, Owen, but like think of these guys in actual like these people wouldn't help each other out.
No, he's absolutely right. Well, that's the thing.
I don't know.
That Mr. PC police over here, Owen, is always ragging on like, oh, they said something they shouldn't have. Like, that's how they would talk, you know? Like in Project X, like he's like, you can't defend Costa. He said the N-word. I'm not defending like him saying the N-word, but Costa would say the N-word in real life. Just like in this movie, like the characters say the things that they would say.
It's the tone of the movie. It's the tone of the movie, you guys. Like if the movie, I'm not doing Project X. I'm just talking about even this movie. I'm just talking about this movie. In this movie, there is a tone of like, oh, they're just four friends getting up the nonsense. But then they do completely unacceptable sexual assault behavior. Like even in the first one, they commit like multiple crimes.
We're not talking about the first one, though.
I can't.
Yeah, but the crimes they commit, then they have to kiss each other because that's wrong.
But that's not Adam. Stop.
Honestly, I'm going to say it. Yes. They messed up in this one. They messed up. Absolutely in that scene.
But they also landed some jokes. So they get a
pass.
Let's talk about that first.
Gaslit.
My least favorite trope in these movies. I wrote worst trope under bed. My least favorite trope. We saw it in college. We saw it in this movie.
Project X.
I think it might have been an Animal House.
Ew, I was thinking of college.
It was in Project X, too.
It was in Project X. Yeah. The scene where somebody is in the bathroom or somebody's in the closet or somebody's in the room and the couple comes in and they start having sex or they start undressing and they're under the bed. Like, you'd be like, sorry, I was in here. You know, maybe I shouldn't have been in here, but I'm in here. I don't want to. Like, you would never just hide in the fucking closet. Because that makes you look like a fucking pervert, you know?
Well, you would if you were a pervert, like these people.
No,
and then
people aren't worried.
They did not want to hide in the closet. They wanted out of the room, Owen. They wanted out of the room. They wanted out of the room.
After they snuck into their house, and like there was an easy way to solve that solution that wasn't, let's stay in the closet. But they could have come up to them right away and been like, hey, we needed to go into your house for X, Y, or Z reasons. They were doing work on it. The front door was open.
Explain
there
the
was
scene.
An easy
Someone
way
explain the
to explain the situation. There was an easy way to explain the situation that they were in that didn't involve them broadcasting these two people
explain
over the radio.
The scene, please, Owen.
Well, they didn't mean.
So you explain this scene. Okay.
No, because if no I explain this explain scene, you're going to get all mad. You're going to be like, Jake, you're justifying a crime.
But it's a crime.
Hashtag
no, Owen is right. Like that, they were in the wrong in this scene. Basically,
now, of course they were in a wrong, but like,
no,
all,
but what
you're going to get away with
what happens
it.
Is, what happens is Stifler, this is just a scene. Stifler goes in. Because he believes that these two women and who – okay, so start from the start. They're doing construction on somebody's house, And the people's house that they're doing construction on or painting or whatever, it belongs to two women. And Stifler believes that the two women are lesbians, so he decides to go into their house and look through their bedrooms. It is then that the other two, which is Finch and Jim, go in to try to stop him. Then the two women come back home, and instead of just confronting them and being like, hey, we're in here, and then maybe coming up with an excuse or lie as to why they're in there, you know, you don't have to be completely honest, but just any sort of reason to like just be like, hey, we're in here, sorry, we'll get out, we'll finish our work. But no, they decide to hide in their bedroom, wait until they're completely undressed, and then go over the radio with their other friends and publicly broadcast the
They don't mean the broadcast. That's just because they're transition radios and it's over another radio.
Yeah, but like
they also they hide in the room because they want to put back the dildo, but they don't know where the dildo's in.
Okay, this movie is offensive. It's problematic. It's sexist.
It's American
it's homophobic.
Pie too. You know, we did choose to watch the unrated edition. You know.
Okay,
I wonder what the differences are. The differences are probably just the porn. Honestly.
Guys, let's
like the nudity. The scene with the walkie-talkies goes on for much longer.
Right.
Let's go through everybody's arc and talk about what's going on.
What arcs, man?
Let's start with Oz. I'll go through all the characters.
Oz, yeah. No arc. Kevin is not in this movie at all.
Like, and I like that better for it.
Yeah, good. Keep him that way. He sucks.
We didn't like Kevin in the first movie.
Kevin sucks in this movie.
Stifler.
Yeah, because he doesn't do anything.
Let's go through Stifler.
Stifler's just there to be a shithead. Stifler doesn't have an arc.
Yeah, but Stifler wins jokes this time, so he's better.
Yeah, Stifler's actually like really funny in this movie.
Stifler's a lot
funnier. Let me say the biggest difference between the first one and this one. This one was like genuinely entertaining to me. Like, this was the longest movie we've watched. It flew by for me. I was just having a really good time watching this.
I agree.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Owen, shut the fuck up.
I think it was good, but I don't think it was that good.
Owen just
there was so fun. There were some parts that were way too long, like Owen was saying. Like that.
Yeah,
one.
But that's because we watched the unrated edition.
But even then,
the standard cut of this movie is 20 minutes shorter.
Owen's the kind of person to like the movie College.
What?
No,
what?
That was a horrible roast.
No, dude, that was terrible.
Just joking.
Because
I called one
fun.
Of the characters a degenerate.
You hate fun, Owen. Just admit it. Something happened when you were a child, and it made you into this, like, analytical smart kid. And you can't just sit back and turn your brain off for 2 hours and just appreciate some dumb 2001 humor. It was a different time.
Yes, every day I wake up.
You're sounding increasingly conservative.
I'm not.
Yeah, every day I wake up and I'm like, we must follow the laws.
Okay, lawyer bitch.
We must obey.
Speaking of the rules,
I just believe in respect.
Owen, remember when everyone called you lawyer bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because that's my major. I don't know.
Hang on.
Okay, stop saying hang on.
I'm hanging on.
You clearly weren't. You were talking.
I am now. Just fucking say it.
It was weird that the first movie had no weed in it. It was much weirder that the second one
did. Oh, yeah.
You know, you would think like them being at the beach, there would be the age-old tried and true gag that like, oh man, dude, I made some hash brownies, and then they eat them, and then they get too high, and they all fall asleep, and then it, like they do something dumb. That's in every movie, dude. That's in a Transformers movie. Like
that's
how
Transformers movie.
We're gonna have to watch that because that movie is technically.
Hey,
I'm not watching.
Stop
that
spoiling
movie.
The Transformers.
Transformers nah, Jake, 2. You need to give
funny
a
quick
warning.
Story about Transformers 2: Revenge of the Fallen. When I watched that movie, I was like 11 years old, and I was visiting my cousins in Ohio, and it was my aunt's birthday party, so we all had to go to like a kid in their neighborhood's house to be babysat. And there was a 5-year-old kid there, and he said a bad word. And so they asked my brother, Gavin, and I to leave. because they thought that we like taught a 5-year-old kid bad words. So I don't know how the movie ends. Like the last thing I remember, they're like at the pyramids, and then
hilarious story.
You know what, Adam?
Good story, Mark.
Good story, Mark. Can we watch that movie?
Can we watch the
room? I'm cutting that bit. What? That bit did not land.
It did not land at all. No, you're
cutting it. Guys, let's continually talk about Transformers 2 throughout the podcast so Jake can't cut it.
I'm cutting that bit. About
Transformers
2. No, shut up.
I feel like in the first Transformers.
You're not allowed to like make fun of me for my Transformers bit not landing when you're like, American Pie 2's not funny, guys.
I never said it wasn't funny. I just like... Like if someone was like, Owen, is this how you want to spend 2 hours of your life? No.
If you said to me right now, we're going to watch American Pie 2 for a second time tonight, I would do it. I don't have
You're insane. Jake, you're lying and you're gaslighting me. This podcast name should just switch to Let's Gaslight Owen.
Hang on. I would not take it in stride. I'd be like, why the fuck do you want to watch this movie? But I wouldn't like go to bed. I would stay up and do another lap with you guys on the Zoom call.
You're insane.
You're actually just...
We're watching American Pie 2 again right now. How long have you been running?
I'll fucking do it. Okay,
you guys watch American Pie 2 again? I'm leaving.
It was a bad analogy. I'm not for
it. It wasn't even an analogy.
Okay, guys, let's get back on track.
Okay, analogy, metaphor, simile? Shut the fuck up.
It's none of those things that you just said.
You're gonna be the PC police, that's fine. Don't be not grammar police. Don't be the fucking language arts police. Okay, I don't fucking know.
Okay,
how many police are there?
It's none of those things.
You chose language arts over grammar?
Yeah.
Dude, is a simile a grammar thing? No. Grammar is like periods and commas and like fucking adjectives.
You weren't at all in the same class.
Yeah. A simile is a literary technique. Okay, Mason. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Okay.
I'm gonna die.
You're right, Jake.
Guys, let's call.
All right, guys. We actually have to talk about this.
Let's get back on track. So in
Transformers
2. I don't know how it ends.
The robots aren't that cool.
Does Transformers 1 or Transformers 2 have too much
dialogue? Who's the second one? Do you know the funniest part of this story?
He's still talking about it.
You're the one who said you were going to bring it up so I couldn't cut it, and Mason brought it up again. I'd never seen the first already confused.
I don't remember the first one. Off topic, the old Transformers animated movie, really good.
Yeah.
They kill Optimus Prime, but it's still good.
Okay. They always fucking kill
Spoilers.
They do it like this. Look, spoilers. It's not a spoiler. They do it in the opening.
Dude, it's in every movie. Oh, and it's every Transformers movie, Optimus Prime is like, oh my god, I'm having a heart attack.
Let's continue on with American Pie.
Yeah, we've only been through Oz's arc.
No, we talked about Kevin's arc. Okay. So Kevin, the girl that he
we didn't talk
Jessica,
about. Jessica.
Her name is Jessica.
Jessica's at the lake, but she has a boyfriend.
I think her name's Vicky.
Who cares?
Yeah, Jessica's the Tom girl. Vicky, like, she doesn't want to be with him, and he like kind of respects that, and I appreciated that. I was positive that at the end of the movie she was gonna be like, I know I said I just want to be friends. But actually, you're so respectful of the fact that we want to be friends. So, yes, I'll have sex with you.
That sounds something I've seen before.
That's like what the cliche
movie we've
is.
Very recently.
I appreciate the fact that they were just like, yeah, like we're friends now. We cool. And they like fist bump, you know? It's very rare for a movie, for the American Pie franchise.
Do you remember the ending of College when like a very similar scene happened, but she was like, I want to be with you. And he's like, no thanks, I'm cool now. And he walked away.
We need
to stop bringing up this movie.
I can't help it. Stop making me think about that.
In the last episode, you'd think, like if someone listened to the last episode without the title, they'd be like, is this about American? Is this about college or is this about Animal House?
Revenge of the Fallen at this point. Like, okay.
I fucking care.
So, Optimus or no, Bumblebee goes to visit him at college.
And we're Bumblebee still is, on Transformers.
Dude, why is Bumblebee mute?
Yes! Alright, Mason, why is Bumblebee mute?
That really bothered me as a kid.
Oh no, you haven't seen the Bumblebee movie.
Though. I haven't watched Bumblebee. I've heard it's really good.
I'm not gonna watch
it's
it.
It's alright, but the ending's eh.
Okay. So what tells happens you why he's mute. What happens in whose arc movie are we gonna do next?
There's arcs?
Prime Magnus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We'll do Jim. Jim is like the main plot line of the movie.
Yes.
His dad, great. Back again.
Dad is great again. Let's bring him up. He's yes. funny.
I didn't write very many notes. One of them is, it says, all caps, Eugene fucking Levy. And then at another point in the movie, I underlined it.
Wait, Jake, because our listeners can't see this. Did you write on a bunch of Post-it notes?
It's one, like, big Post-it note.
Okay.
I'll read all of my notes. So I wrote that one. At one point I wrote, Stifler makes a Star Wars reference. I don't know why that stood out to me. It just did.
Remember you screaming that as soon as it happened.
What was even the reference? I missed it.
He said the force is strong with this one.
Yeah, but they were talking. Should we explain that scene?
No, who cares? Stifler makes a Star Wars.
Then the whole math thing I wrote, none of the math checks out. Because they're like, oh, when a guy says that he's had sex with X amount of girls, you divide it by 3. And when a girl says it, you multiply it by 3. That perpetuates a lot of myths, you know, and that's harmful.
How many girls have you slept with? And we'll divide it by 3.
No, we're not doing this math because the math doesn't fucking check out.
So he said 3. So we divide it by 3.
No, what?
0.
Yeah, that's right. At one point, it's like, I said that I've slept with 3 girls. I've actually slept with 0 in college. I multiplied it by 3. Hey, dipshit. 3 divided by 3 is 1, you fucking
one, you piece of shit.
What a dumbass.
And who is that? Is that Kevin?
Yeah,
I fucking hate Kevin. There's
and you were
no
defending this movie.
Okay,
you said this movie
Kevin does nothing in this movie except give this, like, weird, deep, existential speech at the end. He's like, time is passing, man, and I just don't want it to, you know, we're all growing up so fast. Like, shut the fuck up, dude, you're 19 years old.
My brother said that by the end of the summer, I'd see the big picture. I see it. No matter what, times change and things are different. The problem is, I don't want them to be.
And then there's Finch, whose entire arc revolves around wanting to bang Stifler's mom again.
He's got a Buddhist thing going.
Yeah, because like, he goes to Stifler's house at the beginning. He finds, like, rich. Buddhist books in Stifler's mom's room. But none of that matters because then at the end when she shows up, it's not like he says to her, oh, I'm a Buddhist now. He just immediately gets in the car.
Honestly, that's his arc. Like, it's just like he waits for Stifler's mom, and then he eventually gets
there.
And then she shows up and they have sex.
I will say a funny thing is – her wanting him to call her Stifler's mom, which
yes.
was
yes,
funny.
That is funny. Yes, I like that.
Okay, so let's go over the last arc that we've been saving, Jim's.
Jim's, okay, yeah. Wait, did we talk about, here, I have all their names, because about Kevin, we talked about Stifler.
What was his arc?
He didn't have one.
He goes for the neighbors. He goes for the homeowners who he thinks are lesbians, but they aren't. That's a whole other thing.
And then his brother gets him back into the party, and then he bangs him.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. Uncomfortable.
So Jim's arc is like the main plot of this movie. I'll just read the Wikipedia, because the Wikipedia summary is broken up by arc, except some of them are needlessly complicated. So here. Nadia is like the girl from the first movie that Jim like live streamed changing on the internet.
He gets her deported.
So,
oh yeah.
There's no fucking way that he would get a girl deported after live streaming pornography of her on the internet that he'd made without her consent.
He probably would have gone to prison, but that's a topic for the last.
And then she's just like, "Oh, Jim." And that's how she says her name. That's not me doing a racist accent. Oh, Jean, I am going to come back and visit you now.
What do you mean? That's just how she says her name.
That is how she says his name. She says Jean. And when he reads her her postcard, he impersonates her. He says, Gene.
Dear Gene.
Okay, whatever.
What is not it? You guys were talking during the whole fucking movie. I actually paid attention.
You were talking the whole during.
What's Nadia's ethnicity? Isn't
every
it? Three, she's Italian
every 5
or something,
seconds.
Right?
Pause.
I did not pause the movie at all this time.
Yes, you did. Because
I paused it like twice, Adam. We paused it like twice. All right, continue.
Four times.
That's a lot
four
less
times.
Than you usually do. Shut up, Adam. What are you, the fucking pausing police?
Yeah, damn right.
Fucking cops on this Zoom call, all right?
What was Owen again?
PC police and the language arts police.
Language arts police.
Such a dumb premise that I just can't think of anything for it.
Okay.
But is it dumber than Transformers 2?
Transformers? No. I don't know! I never saw the end! I was asked to leave! They pulled 11-year-old me and said, I cannot believe what you would do. They didn't tell me what Gavin and I did. They just sent us home. And I'm like sobbing the whole way home.
I thought they just put you in another room. Did they send you home?
Yeah, they sent me home. They asked us to leave.
Let's get back on track.
All right, let's read this gym arc.
7000 BC, the original Transformers leaders, the seven
tribes. Shut the fuck up. I don't want to think about that movie.
This bit's over.
The plot. Every Transformers movie is like 10,000 years ago, or a meteorite fell from the sky
and now it has an item in it,
and we need to find that item to defeat the Decepticons. And then there's always like another bigger Decepticon that shows up at the end, and they all have to work. The Decepticons and the Autobots have to work together to beat them. American Pie 2. Okay.
Dude, you just spoiled the.
That's every Transformers movie.
You just spoiled. How would you know? You haven't seen.
I don't know how the second one ends. You're right.
And then Shia LaBeouf learns a magical lesson.
So Nadia comes to visit Jim. She's gonna arrive early. So Jim asks for help from Michelle. He humiliates himself in front of the audience of her like band concert when he pretends to be Petey, a mentally challenged boy who plays the trombone.
He goes to visit
her at band camp. The most accurate, I did not laugh because I was just so taken back by how accurate it is. He talks to like a 15-year-old like trumpet player in the band, and they just nailed it. Like they absolutely, I was in marching band 4 years in high school. They absolutely fucking nailed how a you know 15-year-old band kid talks.
Guests bring food. Food attracts animals. This one time, a bear came, and then the bear had to be destroyed, which means they shot it in the head with a rifle and killed it, and it died.
So that's why I kind of want to watch the band camp spinoff, but I know it's probably horrible.
I really like Michelle.
Michelle's awesome.
I love
Michelle. Michelle is the best character in these
movies. Now, is it because it's Michelle, or is it because it's the actress?
No, it's because it's Michelle. She's a funny character.
It's both. She's well-written.
Yeah, it's a well-written character. And all right.
Can you not like a character in one of these movies, Adam?
Huh? Allison, what's up? No, I like the character. I was just making a suggestion.
Michelle is the band camp girl.
She's from Buffy.
No, she hosts Penn and Teller, Fool Me.
She's from Buffy, dude.
No, dude, she's the host of Fool Us.
No,
that's a claim to fame.
She's from Buffy. I know her from Buffy.
But everybody knows Fool Us. How many people know Buffy?
I would argue the opposite. Who the fuck watches Penn and Teller that isn't 70, dude?
Jake, I think this is like a slight joke bit. But I'm not kidding you. That's like all I watched during the first part.
Wait, Mason, hold on.
Because I love Penn and Teller.
You don't have to announce that you're doing a bit. I don't have to be
I'm joking.
Excuse me, guys. Can I have permission to do a bit, please?
Jake,
no.
Owen is the PC police. Owen, you're the PC police. Guys, this is slightly a bit. Don't think I'm demeaning him. He's not actually the PC police.
I just don't want Owen to get upset.
I'm just doing
it. Why would I be upset?
Because sometimes you get a little antsy.
No, I don't. No. I like Penn and Teller Fool Us. I think it's awesome.
Don't lie. I love Penn and Teller.
My favorite Transformer? I'm a Starscream fan.
You're a Starscream? Fuck you. I'm
dude, Starscream's so cool.
Fuck you.
Dude, there's some really cool scenes where he's like in the middle of a
his
jet.
His voice is so annoying in the movie.
No, but like, remember he transforms when this podcast out, starts shooting as a robot, and then switches too. Back and goes off. Hey, it's so cool.
Do you guys prefer first generation Megatron design or second generation?
I haven't
first.
Seen them.
The first generation, he turns into a gun. The second one, he turns into a car. I prefer the car. For a toy, it's cool that he turns into a gun.
Yeah, but I grew up with the gun. And
I also like the Scorpion Transformer that gets his ass kicked. In
All right. Jake, we gotta just start reading the summary again. Yeah, we gotta get through this movie.
Wait, I'm
watching Starscream. Cool scenes. He's so
Adam
cool.
Just sent me a link to Starscream video.
Dude, I'm going
to
watch that later, man. They pretend to be in a relationship, so Nadia will not expect Jim to have sex. Jim is involved
because
in
Jim
an incident.
Jim can't have sex.
Yeah, hang on. Jim is involved in an incident involving a tube of super glue he mistook for lube. He accidentally glued his hand to his penis while watching a porno film and injured himself. Leaving him wounded and unable to perform.
You saw this a mile away.
You reading that out loud was funnier than the movie.
It's okay. Here's the thing. I like that this happened because it gave us more Eugene Levy. He shows up again, and when he's in the hospital, poor Jim. He's got one hand glued to his dick, the other hand glued to a VHS porno tape, and there's an old lady in a wheelchair in the hospital. Like in the waiting room, she's like, "Do you have to bring such filth in here?" And Eugene Levy is just being really like dry and sarcastic with her. He's like, "Oh, we are so sorry." He is, and then she like still gets annoyed, and then he like stands up and he's like, "My boy has his hand glued to his penis.
My son is sitting here right now with his hand glued to his penis. But that doesn't mean anything to you, does it? Because you don't have a penis."
Jim and Michelle break.
I'm watching Starscream videos right now.
Are you still on Transformers?
Guys, I want to watch the Transformers. Can we take a break to watch the Transformers
video? No.
Technically, it's a coming of age movie.
Jake, finish. It's not a coming of age movie. Well, I guess, you know what, guys? I guess it legally belongs to a coming of age movie. Then fucking Transformers can be.
He graduates and he comes in.
That is so stupid.
Literally,
if there's that high school or college in the movie, then it's a coming of age movie. That is the stupidest bullshit that I've ever heard in my life. Jake,
are you saying we can't watch Into the Spider-Verse, Owen? Because we're absolutely
no,
going to watch
this. Because it's not this movie type.
Starscream is so
not.
Cool.
Adam, focus the fuck up, okay?
Starscream, Owen, admit Starscream is cool and we'll continue.
I'm not a Starscream fan,
Jake. Fuck, Starscream is.
You're wrong. You're wrong. Starscream is cool, cool. Where's the Scorpion? Where's the Scorpion?
I don't remember those movies. Is Shia LaBeouf?
So Jim and Michelle break the mock relationship off once he is ready to have sex with Nadia. But by then, Michelle has really fallen in love with Jim. And soon, Jim realizes that he has found his soulmate in Michelle. You know what Transformers were always cool? The Dinobots.
No. I heard you said we were putting a pin in this.
Pin. No, but Brimark is so cool.
Dude,
I'm sending you guys a link.
Awesome. They kind of
fuck
up. In the movies.
You guys, so Jim gets together with Michelle.
Jim realizes that he has found his soulmate in Michelle. Nadia also realizes this and tells him, "Go get your band, Geek, and I will find mine." Jim goes and plays the trombone once more whilst Michelle is playing the flute at a major recital in order to show her that she is the one he wants to be with.
He ruins her recital. In order to show her that he loves her, he ruins her recital.
I thought it was cute.
He ruins
it. Was cute.
It was cute.
Owen doesn't believe in love. Okay, just a minute. Owen. You had your heart broken by some girl once, and you've walled yourself off, and you don't believe in love, okay? And that's why you feel the need to be so fucking politically correct and Jake. Fucking bitch about us talking about the Transformers and you gotta fucking
this
gotta,
is a big
I don't
bit,
know
dude.
Guys,
stuttering
love
I can't
is a chemical that tricks humans to reproduce.
This I'm
is getting
gonna,
too real.
I'm
and
gonna
scary.
Announce
no.
that I'm gonna do a bit now.
Jake, shut up.
I have to Wait, announce that I'm no. doing the bit.
What's the bit?
Owen.
Yeah.
Your a stupid liberal. Okay, I'm done with the bit now, guys. Let's go back to talking about the movie.
Does anyone watch a Grimlock video?
No, let's finish talking
about this. Stop with the Transformers bullshit.
But it's so cool.
Oh, we didn't talk about Sherman's arc, guys. Let's talk about Sherman's arc.
Sherman doesn't have an arc. Sherman pretends to be the Terminator.
Hang
and then
on. Sherman's
like,
arc is two scenes. He's pretending to be the Terminator. He's the Sherman.
Jake's not joking. Jake's not joking.
He's in two scenes.
Does not compute. No, literally two scenes. The first scene is he's doing the Shermanator bit, and Jessica from the first movie tells him, hey, man, that's a fucking dated and weird reference. And then he's like kicking himself while he's down, filling his drink, and fucking Nadia is like, that's so funny. Haha, let's have sex now.
Hold on. Is there something wrong with my mic? I can't hear
what you guys are saying. We can hear you.
Time to watch Transformers.
Yeah. So since he can't hear us, guys.
Let's take a break. Here, I'm going to send you a Grimlock video.
All right, we're back. We had a little bit of technical difficulties. I guess the PC police budget didn't have enough money for electricity because he had some headphone issues.
Sorry.
I was doing a bit. Hey, I need to announce the fact. I was doing the... All right.
Let's sum this up. Let's give this thing a review.
Okay, so to sum it up, you know, I thought it relied a lot on the first, but overall I enjoyed seeing the Transformers again in a new romp. They get into some hijinks that aren't in the first one. Megan Fox doesn't have the strongest performance. She was very much like kind of weirdly the main.
Hey, yo, Jake.
Yeah.
He's not gonna like that.
Yeah, he's gonna leave a review and be like, you guys overdid the jokes again. Every episode we just beat a joke to death. He like drops his rating by like half a star. He'd be at 0 stars by now if that were the case, man. No, in all seriousness, overall, this movie was, I was very entertained, you know? The plot's so stupid. Like, one of the stupidest fucking plots are, in my opinion, the stupidest plot we've watched. I think this is, in my opinion, the funniest movie we have watched yet. This is the most I have laughed. This is definitely the most fun I've had watching one. Owen's shaking his head on the Zoom call. We'll get to your turn,
what's
sweetie.
What's your fucking review?
You can fucking
give it a
complain
goddamn
about
pedigree.
How
give it a
Tim's
goddamn
hair is disrespectful to I don't know. Let me have my time to praise the movie, okay? I'm going to give the movie
a higher score
than it deserves, despite you.
And I'm gonna give it a lower score despite you.
You were already gonna give it a low score.
Nope. I was gonna give it like, let me see what you give it, and then I'm gonna give it a grade that reflects it.
I gotta say, it was just a fun fucking time. You know? and with that being said, you know, I think this is definitely the peak of the franchise. I don't see how.
Hey, we haven't seen the other ones. Well, I've seen a couple of them.
The spinoffs can't be good. Like, objectively, a direct-to-DVD spinoff.
Let me just spoil this one little moment.
Yeah?
Half the plot in one of the movies is Viagra.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
And it's like, all about Viagra.
They're objectively, a direct-to-DVD movie can't be as good as the original. It just physically cannot. Name a good direct-to-DVD sequel.
Correct.
Aladdin 7, Jafar goes to the DMV. Fucking
guys, Return of Jafar wasn't that bad.
No.
Return of Jafar was good.
I can't decide, man. I'm gonna save my score for the end because I cannot make my mind up.
Just
I
say
can't
it.
Make it up. I'm torn between B plus and an A minus.
I'll go. This
an A plus?
A B plus or A minus. Oh.
All right, this movie was better than the first one, so I have to rate it. Rate it better than the first one. But Jake's overhyping it. It was all right. They actually land some jokes in this one. I'd rate it a B. Like, it was a good movie.
Okay, all right. Jason.
Okay, I'm with Jake. I like this movie. It's not clever in the sense of like it's a masterpiece. It's not Tarantino or anything. It's like, I described it like
that's what you go with.
But I mentioned it earlier when we were watching a movie, but it wasn't like watching a movie. It was like watching like three episodes of an okay TV show.
That's really good metaphor.
And that was a lot better than most movies we've watched.
Yeah, if you think about it, like the three like plot lines can kind of be broken up into 20 minutes.
There weren't three plot lines.
There were three real plot
lines. Shit that happens, like the shit with the closet and the shit with the hospital and the I don't know.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You're killing my vibe, Adam.
They weren't plot lines, they were events.
You can tell, Adam.
You know what I meant. You actually didn't know what I meant, and I apologize.
Give it a fucking grade.
I liked it, Owen. Fuck you. I don't think it's an A minus. I go with B plus.
You know what? I gotta say it. If I give Animal House an A minus, I enjoyed this more than Animal House. I gotta give this an A minus. I'm sorry, guys. I know that's gonna be B plus. Okay, B plus.
No, it's fine. You give it an
B plus because there is some. The issue is like I just forget the dumb shit that happens.
Not enough, you know? Grimlock.
I forget like the PD scene. I forget the Grimlocks of this movie, if you will.
Grimlock's cool.
No. I forget like the racist Transformers. Every Transformers movie has a racial stereotype.
What are we gonna do with this shrimp taco? You know,
just bump a cap in his ass, throw him in the truck, and then nobody gonna know nothing, not me.
B plus.
It was fine. It was
B
okay.
Plus.
Yeah.
Owen gave it a B plus.
I gave it a B plus. I wanted to make sure that was clear.
I don't.
I said A minus at first, but it's a B plus.
Owen just said he wanted to give it a B plus.
No, I never said that.
I said that.
I know, but Owen wants to. You can tell.
Jake, here, hold on. Mason's doing a bit, Jake.
He didn't announce it. You need to announce your bit, Mason.
You have to say it.
I want to go home. I don't want to be here.
You are home.
You are home. On a Zoom call.
COVID, I barely know her. Or him.
It's not funny.
I don't fucking drive 30 minutes to your house to punch you in the face for that joke.
I'll see you in there.
Hang on. I was doing a bit. I should have announced it beforehand.
I'll see you in 30, dude.
So it was okay. It has its issues, massive issues. Yeah. I didn't really laugh that much. I laughed at a couple funny jokes, but for the most part, it was dull humor, and I felt like it was cheap. It was kind of cheap. I wouldn't want to watch it again.
It was It's American Pie 2. You know, you wouldn't go to Burger King and be like, this food is so cheap. Like, it's supposed to be.
That's what everybody says, because the chicken tenders are a dollar.
Yeah, whatever. It is. Yeah, I give it a C. It gets a C.
A C. Come on, man. I get that an A minus was too high of a score. I'll be honest.
C plus. I'll give it a C plus. C plus.
No, you give it a C. You stick to your guns, Owen.
Okay, Jake,
to your guns.
Jake, I want you to. Now, can we do the GPA?
You know what? A minus. I'm giving it an A minus. I'm going to be that teacher. I'm going to be the teacher who knows that you're going to, like, fail out of school if your GPA isn't, like, 0.1 higher. So he raises it a letter. A minus. You know what? It is an A minus. It was fun. And
I'm a fun sucker, as you would say.
Think about it. It took him another try to get this right after copying.
I'll make mine a B plus.
I'll make mine a B.
Mine's a B plus. I'm sorry. There is some inexcusable shit. It's not an A minus, but it's not a C.
You want me to change it to a C plus? I'll change it to a C.
No, stick to your guns.
Just stick to your guns.
I should stick to mine. No.
Everyone's got to stick to their guns.
Our semester GPA is 2.90.
Seriously?
That's good. That's fine.
That's good. Almost, you know, a that'll, three. That'll keep your scholarship at a less than
no, it won't.
School.
Yes, it will.
You got to usually keep a 3.0.
Sometimes
they're more.
Depends on the school, dude.
Okay, fair enough.
So next week we'll be watching Transformers 2: Revenge of the Fallen.
I cannot wait.
What are we gonna?
You know what's like really fucked up? There's a decent chance that, like, we end up watching that.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe.
Before we sign off, favorite Transformer. Everybody's got to say it.
Starscream.
Yes. leave a comment, a review, whatever. With
comment your favorite Transformer.
And Grimlock. Grimlock is so cool.
Rate the podcast. We super want your ratings.
I'm missing. I like Godzilla. Also,
if you rate us,
that's a good impression.
Please tweet at us or tweet at Jake saying a movie that you want to watch. Technically, we've gotten no viable movies so far.
Yes, we have. I'm not doing this. We've argued about the okay. We've done a lot of bits tonight.
Wait, I'm sure
the audience is really fucking. But we have gotten requests for Legally Blonde. You cannot keep saying.
Did you send out the fucking
graduate school?
Did you send out the Twitter poll?
In college movie one, I said Legally Blonde is a dog.
What was the percentage?
College movie, graduate school movie. I don't care what the percentage is. It won. Okay.
Okay. All right.
We're going to watch it next week. We're not going to watch it next week. We're going to watch
a non-college movie. Not next week, but we'll eventually watch that non-college movie.
This was a non-college movie. They were at a lake, Owen. Have you ever been to a lake before?
They're in college. They're in college.
Okay.
Transformers.
In the beginning of Legally Blonde, she's in college.
The beginning of Transformers 2, he's in college.
He's in college for the majority of that movie. He is a college kid.
Thank you so much for listening. Please continue to listen. This is Higher Education. Thank you so much.
Everybody say your favorite Transformer.
Starscream.
Guys, Hot Rod's kind of cool.
I know it's super basic, but Optimus Prime, like, I really want, if I could find like a vintage Optimus Prime, like first generation, I would.
All right, thank you so much for listening. We're gonna end it right.
There's nowhere I can find one of those
now. Transformers.